Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atatula. That's Figgy Fig hanging out with you on a Monday. Hope your Monday is going pretty well. Hope your Father's Day went well, including the 832 said that the Dubon walk-off was great. Great walk-off. They said they went crazy. St. Arnold's was serving beers in the Father's Day souvenir cups as well.
All right.
Just, I mean, Father's Day at the ballpark's got to be real fun.
Yeah, my middle son took his daughter. How old is she now? 9, 8 months, something like that, daughter?
I heard 9, 8, and I was like, oh, 9 or 8? No, yeah, months, that's a good months, months, 9 or 8 months. I don't know if I feel that one quite as much. That one don't, like, it's good for pops. It just also feels like a
seven.
Lot. 7 months?
7 months.
She ain't
you took
that.
A 7 year, yeah, but it's for him. It's Father's Day.
Okay. Exactly.
7 year old of the first Astros game. And you get a walk off.
Yeah. By a new daddy. Mm-hmm. So y'all, him and Dubon in the exact same space.
Yeah.
Get to share that moment forever.
I feel like the NBA kind of missed the mark by not having a game on yesterday on Father's Day.
They got a game tonight.
They should have had one on Father's Day though, man. Yeah.
They could have.
It's not a bad call.
They wanted to leave room for fathers to spend time together so that they can ignore their children again on Monday night. You know, you
plus,
feel the vibe. You understand what's happening.
The
now?
U.S. Open is going to be tough to compete with.
All right.
No, I'm serious. You think I'm kidding?
U.S. Golf on a Sunday really does feel like a big Father's Day activity.
Well, it's tradition with U.S. Open, Sunday, Father's Day.
Right. It feels like the perfect activity. Pops can lay on this couch. Mm-hmm. I feel like asleep a couple of times.
I feel like the finals on a Father's Day was low. Not like a... By law, tradition,
compete.
But it seemed like it was always on. It always fall on the Father's Day.
No, it would compete, but then you're splitting. You know, you're kind of splitting it there. Yeah.
Okay. So you said Adam Silver was scared.
Scared.
He's running from the smoke.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. Couldn't be me.
Like, let's put it on a Monday where nothing else is playing.
Exactly.
Gold Cup wasn't scared. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Nico Collins. We played a little bit of audio earlier in the program, but a really fun sit down with Chris Long on his podcast, Greenlight. And I really enjoyed, it felt like Nico is one of those guys that, you know, I don't know, we don't hear a ton from him, but he's also not a dude who feels like he's scared of opportunities to talk. And it feels like when he does, it's well-considered. And so with that being the case, I'm interested in his perspective on a lot of things. And let's start here with 14 here, because they started asking, I guess Chris Long started asking him about C.J. Stroud, the quarterback of this team, who I think he's entering a year where there's going to be a lot of eyes on him, both locally, obviously, if for no other reason than how that shoulder look. No, but like from a national perspective, the narrative of sophomore slump Stroud started getting out there, and people are going to start looking at, what does he do in the way of a rebound? And so there's going to be a lot of eyes on him. But first and foremost, he was asked, Nico, was about C.J. Stroud and his leadership qualities.
C.J. is a great guy. Man, that's one guy you want to have as your quarterback, a leader, a guy that's going to be there for you no matter what, have your back, and drop downs for you when you need them the most.
Yeah.
You know, getting that play for sure.
So that's something that has been completely, I mean, never questioned.
No.
Never, ever. I'd go back to high school, for goodness sakes. His leadership. I do think it's a different kind of leader because of the by default at the position. And I think he's one of the guys, and he can relate. He's kind of chameleon-like. I think he can talk to anybody from any background, and that's a very rare quality that is clearly a leadership quality. You know, if you can talk to, you know, the old heads and the young guys and relate, that's a very unique characteristic, and it's a great one for a quarterback to have. But remember last week I brought up, you know, who's the swarm guy? You know, who's that leader that can be that guy on offense.
What does swarming mean again, Lopez?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even remember.
I knew I'd get him. I was like, let's see if we could catch him. So, Figgy, you got. Oh, no. Go ahead. Give him a shot. What's the first letter at least mean?
Sports.
Uh-huh. Yep. Good job. And then the second one, what's the W mean?
With.
Uh-huh. Yep. You're doing a great job.
Real mentality.
Very good. Excellent.
That's it, right? Sports with a real mentality?
I think that is 1 for 5 is what we're looking at there. Special work ethic and a relentless mentality.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay.
That's not fast, though.
It's not fast. No, but, I mean, yeah, man. You're talking about a swarm mentality, and CJ is it for you?
No, I'm saying CJ is more of a different type of leader.
Yeah.
You know, he's a different type of leader than that.
No, it's funny because quarterback is this, like, middle management position where, you have that level of responsibility. He takes that greatly. This was actually, and this was Nico Collins talking about C.J. Stroud and how he clearly cares, like from, and I thought this was interesting, like that was something that Chris Long said that he could see from the outside looking in is how much that man cares.
C.J. the same guy as y'all see from the outside looking in, from the inside out, man. I just feel like he's, nothing changes about him. You know, he's the same guy every single day, you know, coming in ready to work, composed. You know, he joke around with you, man, he like to have fun. And most of everything, he gonna care about you, you know. No matter what, he got your back. You know, like you said, it showed, you know, when Tank went down, man, that's like, you know what I'm saying? That one hurt. Like, that one hurt, like, deeply. Everybody felt that, you know. And Seven, you know, he showed his emotion, but, you know, that's why he got us, you know, to lift him up. Like, let's go. We got to keep going, bro. You got a game to finish right now.
See, that's the interesting one to me.
I was like, did you take any issue with that? Because I can, from our perspective, just here, I can hear the people in their cars. Yeah. See, that's why you shouldn't be crying.
No.
On the football field.
No, that to me, that was the best of all that. And it was a great podcast and good stuff from Nico. But to me, that was the most enlightening one. From the outside looking in, we were getting those texts and calls, all of them. Like, was it Wood that came in one time just really ripping on him? I don't want my quarterback
That's correct.
Crying
yeah.
on the field.
That's right. Yeah, he called in like 5 months after the fact and brought it up.
And from the outside looking in, to be honest, that's an understandable sentiment. Like, I don't want my guy acting like that. I mean, there's another play to play. You know, there's another game to finish and all that. I get it. But from the inside looking out, you just heard Nico. Like, that meant something, like the how much he cared.
It did mean something. I think that the maybe the step where we start getting close to the line where I start feeling like I'm actually a little problematic in the way that I'm operating here is, you probably shouldn't, and maybe this is unfair, but you probably shouldn't need everybody else to be like, hey, okay, now time to turn the page. Like, typically, in a more stereotypical vision of what a quarterback leadership looks like, that's the guy that's like, all right, guys, let's go. Mm-hmm. Right, here we go on to the next one.
Should be.
But I don't think I'm ever going to be mad at an empathetic player in that space, especially because dudes are going to go the extra mile for him, like you would imagine. And that's something that I hope translates in a lot of different ways, including like the offensive line, where I do wonder what the dynamic was there. Because at times that was one of those things that people questioned, was like, are these guys fighting for him? Like, are guys, when people are hitting your quarterback, are they going and fighting the other team because that's my quarterback and I care deeply for him and he cares deeply for me? And I do wonder how much of that was like the dynamics of the entirety of that system, right? With Bobby Slowick and kind of his almost like, you know, iron fist in the way that he held the offense. Like, was that, I don't know, maybe I used the word apathy or what have you.
Yeah.
Was that there? But how much of that is counterbalanced, especially in a circumstance where you have an offense ran by Nick Caley and those guys are also looking at how much C.J. Stroud, cares for the rest of
the game? No, I think that's fair. Like, to be clear, I'm not saying that they're the people who are like, I don't want my quarterback crying on the field, you got a game to finish. I'm not saying they're altogether wrong. And you kind of are in that same vein. You know, you got to be able to turn the page. What I am saying is, maybe it affected them in the short term because you get your cues from the quarterback. And if he's there real emotional, maybe it affects you in a weird way and you're not as you know, frothing at the mouth or whatever to get going again. But big picture stuff inside that locker room, I think it mattered a lot to him.
And I do wonder, though, if that did serve as an experience where C.J. Stroud takes something from that, where it's like, all right, I might need to be a little mm-hmm. bit, jaded isn't the right word, but I think like a little bit more stoned to the idea of like, hey, man, I need to be able to lock in mm-hmm. whenever, even in a moment of incredible emotion,
yeah.
as clearly was the case there during the Tank Dell
yeah.
injury. All right, some other things that Nico Collins got into. Would you rather talk about Nick Kelly? Would you rather talk about what C.J. Stroud, what type of ball that he throws that Nico likes?
Nick Kelly all day.
All right, so this was yeah. Nico Collins, because I imagine I could feel it in the way that mm-hmm. he answered it, really, or asked it, rather. Chris Long, again, of the Green Light Podcast, former NFL player as well, defensive lineman. And he was, you know, he was basically asking, almost it felt like in a way that we would be like, hey, man, what's this Nick Kelly guy looking like? What's mm-hmm. this offense looking like? This was Nico's answer.
The way he just called plays, man, the way he just get creative, you know, putting guys in situations to be explosive, you know, to make plays, you know. He puts you in the right position to go out and just have fun. You know, yeah. he not going to go out there and do something that is not you. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, he can go out there and put you in a great position, man, but his enthusiasm, his personality, man, I feel like it's unmatched, man. It's lit. You know, he's up there giving that install. He's juice. You know, he's jumping around, sweating. You know, he's pumped, man. He's a great guy, for sure. I'm glad he's here calling the plays, man. You know, he understands everything. You come back, what you got, you know, he'll do what you need to do. You know, he'll do whatever it takes, man. That's one guy that just want to win.
I want to dig into that part of it, but the other part is, you know, all these comments we're hearing about how things are now, just I keep going back to how bad they must have been.
Correct.
You know?
That's right.
How bad they must have been under Slowick. Lets you be who you are, puts you in position to excel, and it's just, and maybe it's unfair on my part, but I go going back to, wow, we had a hunch that Slowick, you know, was his way or the highway. We didn't know it was that bad.
I mean, when you got two things side by side, it's only human to be like, what's different between these things? And every first opportunity everybody gets, like, damn, have you seen how much energy this cat has? Like
I'm setting the energy aside. Energy doesn't even really matter that much. It does to them, but it doesn't. I'm talking about the things that he's talking about and how he's doing
the
offense.
True. Now, there was a couple things, right? And one of them that was mentioned. This is coordinator number four in the fifth year of Nico Collins's. Mm-hmm. NFL journey. So, I mean, he has a level of experience with a couple of quarterback or coordinators, rather. And with that being the case, like, talking about Nick Kelly putting you in positions to excel
mm-hmm.
and then also doing whatever it takes. I'm interested on, like, what he's basing that. Because, I mean, we have not had that much of interaction between Nick Kelly and the team and the guys. Where do you feel like that confidence in those statements, the idea of like he is definitely putting us in a position to excel, or that Kelly will do whatever it takes? Like, he says that with a level of confidence mm-hmm. that it feels like you would have to have some level of, you know, history or some level of time put in to be able to say that. And they've only really gone through some, you know, mini camps how do you get to that space? How do you see it?
I think you get there because he's seen the offense, whether it's on a notebook pad or whatever you want to call it, or on the field, or small doses, or in away from the facility type situations with C.J. Stroud. I think he's looking at the offense saying, whoa, okay, this is, put it this way, that didn't sound like a guy that was worried about being able to get his touches.
No.
Yeah, not at all.
No, he sounded very confident.
Yeah.
The position to excel very much felt like, mm-hmm. okay, so I can already see the difference in what we are doing early in the ways that, oh, okay, this gets me more open, or this mm-hmm. gives me more opportunity to do what I do, right?
Yeah.
That one felt, the thing that really, and I don't want to say red flag, but it made my ears perk up mm-hmm. was he's willing to do whatever it takes. And I was like, that's typically something mm-hmm. that you're like, hey, man, we've been through something tough and I've seen that metal tested. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know that we've seen that metal tested, but I'm interested as to what happened behind the scenes that got them to the place where, like, oh, yeah, no, this Nick Kelly thing, this dude is for real. Or maybe it's just like he some dudes make you feel it, right?
Yeah, that, I think it's part of it.
If you allow me mm-hmm. to use a music analogy mm-hmm. here, like, I think that's the difference between the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Earth, Wind, and Fire, so very good at, like, the technical, the musicianship mm-hmm. and all this. The Isley Brothers, you play it and you just feel it. And I feel like maybe that's the distinction here, where mm-hmm. you get Nick Cayley in, and yes, I mean, the X's and O's, I hope, are in a really good place, and I would imagine they are from the various things we talked about.
Yeah.
It seems like he just makes those dudes feel it. Like, the confidence makes them feel the knowledge
yeah.
and the idea that, no, you're safe in my hands. I am doing the right thing for you, because that is all of that exuded from a guy who has not had but maybe a few months working with this guy.
It goes back to something that I say often that I think is very real in sports and life in general. You know sincerity when you see it. If people can act sincere and talk sincere, but it's just not there, I think they feel it from Nick Cayley.
Yeah. So I found that to be really intriguing
yeah.
In that space. But yeah, man, just some really, really fun kind of conversations that Nico Collins had with the Greenlight podcast, mm-hmm. talking about this Texas team as we continue to move towards training camp. Like, I'm super excited to actually get a chance to be out there on the sideline for the extended period yeah. of training camp and get an opportunity to feel, like, get a feel for what they're feeling and see some of those things that they're seeing when it comes to putting guys in opportunities to succeed.
Yeah.
Seeing the level of confidence that those guys exude on the field, because that's really what matters. Like, can you take whoever is, you know, orchestrating these things and turn it into production? Because that's what the Texans need. That's what we're all here for, is the production on the field that hopefully lifts some Lombardi Trophy at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's typically the time when we do our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic, and we will do those. Next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, so I think I'm at the point in my relationship where I either don't care or my wife could be poisoning me.
Uh-oh.
You earned it. I'm on her side. I'm on her side. So the moon water ain't saving you?
No, the moon water felt good. Did y'all feel good through the weekend with the moon water?
No.
All right, so.
I don't know what other answer you anticipated. I felt right about the same.
So I'm at the point now where, whether it's moon water, like I said last week, I just work here, man. I just work here. She started to give me some supplements several years ago. And I'll take, you know, I do the bone broth, which is really good. That's good in the morning. It's good for your collagen and your joints and all that. That one,
all right, but does it taste good?
It's like soup. It's bone broth. Just put some salt and pepper in there.
Good soup? I feel like you can't just say it's like soup as if there's not different levels of soup.
I will fight for bone broth. Okay. I think most people, especially get into your 40s and beyond, you need to start taking it because the collagen, you just feel your joints and stuff feel a little better. But that's not what I'm talking about here. She starts giving me supplements over the last couple of years. And about, I'd say a month ago, you know, I'm sitting there, we're watching a game, watching TV, whatever. She goes, take this. And it's a pill. And I just took the pill.
She could have roofied you.
No questions, no nothing. So
you could have gotten high.
How that life insurance looking.
That's what I'm wondering now. Because in a break, I was telling Reggie, yeah, I'm taking this supplement. What is it? I don't know. I don't know what she's giving me.
So if you run out, go to the bathroom, yeah. We know what to do.
So I texted her.
One day you don't wake up because it's been a slow poison trail.
I texted her in the last break. Literally, I've been taking it for 2 months. What is that pill you give me at night? Apparently, it's magnesium.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So magnesium, I guess it's good for you. I don't know.
What is it supposed to do for you? Have you even found that out?
May combat depression. I'm not depressed. May support healthy blood sugar levels. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. She's trying to keep you from getting the sugar. That's good.
May promote heart health. All right.
All right.
So, but keep it might not be magnesium. She just told me it was magnesium.
That is also true. It was also true.
I've been taking a pill, sight unseen, for at least 2 months.
How are you feeling?
No different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like that moon water, man. No different.
Oh, come on now.
Maybe that's what's been happening with the moon water. She's just been putting magnesium in there, telling you it's the moon.
So I guess that's when you reach a certain point in your relationship. You're like, sure, take this. Okay.
Very good. I mean,
that's trust right there, man.
I guess, or just don't care.
All right.
Because I know I'm going to lose the fight anyway.
Is this one of those distinctions without a difference? Magic on the YouTube page says, you call it a relationship and not a marriage?
Well, it's the same.
I feel like, yeah. Is that a problem?
That's being a little picky right there.
Yeah,
sometimes I say my girl.
Yeah.
Do you ever say my old lady, though?
Mm-hmm. I have been saying that more often once I moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feed into the whole New Orleans thing. My old lady.
Old lady is so fun but... For some reason, they don't seem to like it.
Yeah. I call her my bruja.
Yo, who? What?
My bruja.
Did you just call her a witch?
Mi bruja.
So you can see why I'm wondering if she's poisoning you, right?
All my Hispanic brethren will testify. You can call your wife your bruja.
I mean, you can. I feel like that's how you end up with a skillet to the upside of your head, though.
Does she know what it means?
Or a pill that you don't know.
She turn your head into a tortilla. If you're not careful. All right. Speaking of differences or distinctions, I think this one is a distinction that actually is a difference that I've got to admit I never knew. So this is actually coming from one of my favorite podcasts at this point. It's Cut 27. Pablo Torre Finds Out.
Oh, what did he find out?
Actually,
this
isn't Pablo Torre Finds Out. Sorry. This was from Pat McAfee, which I have to give him some credit. This is Pat McAfee along with JJ Watt, 28. Sorry. I did the wrong number.
Mm-hmm.
And this is JJ Watt and also me learning something about the buffalo.
You know what a bison is?
I sure do. Eat them all the time.
Do you know what a buffalo looks like?
I sure do.
What are the differences?
I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know
shit. I mean, I know. You asked if I knew what a buffalo looks like. I do.
What does it look like then?
The University of Colorado mascot, Ralphie.
No, so that's actually a bison.
Son of a bitch. Are you kidding me? That's illegal.
Yeah, that is a bison. That's like the Buffalo Bills.
That's false advertising.
More buffaloes have these things here.
Well, that's a water buffalo.
Bingo.
What's a regular buffalo?
So.
Good question.
That's just what it is. Everything we've been calling a buffalo is actually a bison.
North Dakota State should take Colorado's mascot.
North Dakota State is the bison, yeah.
What the hell should be running around Folsom Field?
For a buffalo?
Yeah.
One of these things.
That's a water buffalo. They're not called the water buffaloes.
That's what a buffalo is.
So there's no regular buffalo.
No, it's a bison. What's Everything we've thought has been a buffalo has been a bison our entire life.
That's right. Like, legitimately, as I see this video, just scrolling on a Saturday, I think. And then I was like, huh, did my Googles.
Yeah.
A true buffalo is just like they have the weird like looping horn things, and I would typically call them like literally. JJ Watt was like, it's a water buffalo. I was like, yes, that's exactly what that is. Like, nope, that is a true buffalo. No other buffaloes exist besides the buffaloes with the weird looking horns. All these jokers with the big humpback, they're all bison.
Yeah,
100% of them. And we as Americans just decided that's a buffalo.
It's close enough.
That's just a buffalo.
Same difference.
I spent 33 years of my life not knowing this difference.
It's so understandable. And the only reason I was nodding my head yes is because I was in the same boat as you a few years ago. I was like, really? And I looked it up myself. But yeah, no.
So all the mascots and all that stuff that call themselves buffaloes are really bison?
They're yes. Bison.
So even like the Colorado buffalo?
Bison. Ralphie is a bison.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
What's the name of the, is it Buffalo Bill? Like the actual mascot?
North Dakota State?
No, the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, like, in Colorado? No idea.
The Buffalo Bills mascot.
In Buffalo.
Bills.
That's incredible.
The NFL team.
Yeah.
I was like,
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
He said, oh, yeah, in Colorado.
I thought you were talking about Colorado.
Oh, yeah, Colorado.
Buffalo Bills. Buffalo. Yeah. In Buffalo, New York. Yeah, that plays in the NFL.
You know,
Keon Coleman.
That one that came back and beat the Oilers.
All right, yeah, that see, one. That's a bridge too far. That's a step too far, Figgy. You didn't have to go there.
Hey, that team in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Ain't our problems.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, but it was this city that.
I guess you're right.
This city had to deal with the pain. Mm-hmm. And I also had to deal with the pain of learning that all those are bison and not buffalo.
Yeah.
In Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yes. In Colorado.
I got to confess, man. So my Monday's starting off pretty rough.
Mm.
So yesterday, me and the old lady, we did some meal prepping and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I hit my sister up, who's pretty much a bodybuilder.
Yeah,
and she know what to eat and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm going strictly off of her diet.
Good for you.
And I come in this morning. You see, I got my lunch box right here.
Oh yeah.
I'm good to go. I got my water, my Stanley cup. Mm-hmm. I got to drink three of those.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'm motivated. And Lopez come in with a Tupperware full of barbecue. I'm like, man, F you, dude. What is wrong?
Ribs and brisket. Is that the only time that somebody like gives you like non-poison food and you're just like, what is this?
Why are you doing this?
Yeah,
to me?
I'm like, what? Walking in, like, here's some barbecue. I'm like, what? I can't believe that,
hey,
man.
You ate it?
He really gave us no heads up either. Yeah. We just walked into work and it was
Why
barbecue.
Why wouldn't I? Man, that threw me. If you would have texted me this and said, hey, I'm bringing some barbecue in, then I can mentally prepare to say no. Like, all right, nah, I can't. I'm bringing my lunch. So I would have been prepared.
Your willpower is crank.
Yeah.
You got to wind it up
walking
for a few hours.
Into a studio. And it's a Tupperware full of barbecue.
And it was warmed up, too, so you could
see it. Yeah, so I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, man, I can't believe he did this, man.
You ate it.
I know. I had no choice.
You had no choice.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Do you have no choice at that point?
Yeah, you had no choice, man.
You don't want to be ungrateful. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I mean, you don't do this all the time.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if you did it every Monday or something like that. But yeah. I'm like, man, so now I got to eat about three or four rib bones now, man. So I'm already to a bad start.
Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can eat your granola and everything else tomorrow. What's in your lunch? What's your health?
So I got a pretty much a chicken stir fry.
Ooh, that's
that'll
good.
Work.
Yeah, so we did
a lot. It ain't brisket and ribs.
It sure ain't. So we actually had to weigh everything in portions and all that stuff. My sister is so strict.
Oh, she does like the macros for real.
Yeah.
100%. She was very strict with it. I had like I want to say it was like a 4-ounce steak last night.
All right.
I'm just like, man, what
You're
is
doing
this?
Well.
I told her, I'm
so
like,
you had a steak bite?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could have just popped that in my mouth and kept going. I texted her, I'm like, what is this? Where the rest of it? She was like, discipline. That's how I go. You got to get used to it.
Yeah.
3-4-6 said exactly what I said. Your diet starts tomorrow then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, hey, we don't got to start today. We'll start that tomorrow. And from the 832, every time you give something up, it shows up all over. You should have known. Just assume.
I know,
was
man.
Trying to be good.
100%.
I didn't even think you cooked yesterday. Usually, you be posting and bragging about it a little bit. I thought you kind of took the day off.
The warning sign is seeing the picture on Instagram.
Yeah, he'll usually text us the picture of the brisket or something, yeah. or the grill and all that stuff.
I went in, man. I had brisket,
hey.
Ribs, sausage, salmon.
I noticed how some of those things were missing from the Tupperware.
Well,
you brought.
Salmon was for my wife because she's a pescatarian, but the sausage.
I would have been cool with the salmon, man.
I'm joking.
Sausage got worked.
I'm joking. I'm not actually the guy who gets free food and is like, not enough.
Yeah.
Not sufficient.
Actually, I might have some left.
Oh.
I'll bring you some more tomorrow, Figgy.
There you go, man.
Don't worry, Figgy. You know what I'll do for you because I'm such a good friend? I'll eat it all before you get a chance to. Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad you gave me the heads up and just not me walking in the studio. Hey, here's some meat.
Hey, yo.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, so I'm really trying, and I'm trying to do a little more with AI. Just because it's everywhere, there are probably some really good things you can do with it. I know you're not a big fan. I'm not a huge fan. But every time I've used, and I don't use it very often, but I was driving in my truck this weekend. I forget what the question was. But, you know, you ask the question as you're driving so you don't have to text or whatever and be on your phone. So I asked the question, whatever it was. And the little lady's voice came on and said, would you like me to use ChatGPT to find that answer? You know what I'm talking about. I said, yes. So she gave me the answer, or it gave me the answer. And then at the very end, it says, check details for errors. Why do you have AI?
She's trying to cover herself.
If at the end of it, they're going to say, check details for errors.
That's actually very human to be like, hey, so this is what I think. However, I'm just going to I'm gonna let you know.
Hey, I ain't the expert.
I don't know. I'm just letting you know.
I'm not the expert.
I've never felt more relatable with AI than I do right now.
But AI is supposed to be like scouring the web and research and all this.
See, that's what people think it's supposed to be, but it's not.
And then, so I got this answer. I'm like, okay, nodding my head. Okay, okay. And then she goes, check details for errors. I'm going to throw everything out the window then.
That's right.
I'm going to throw everything out.
So you've now learned your lesson then, right?
Yeah, I have certainly learned.
I love the AI was like, I mean, this is something I found. You can do with this what you want. I don't know.
To me, I respect that a lot because you can easily Google something, find an article and think it's a legit article. And you got to do all this research to try to find the sources and all that stuff. At least she said, hey, check it on your own time.
Well, then what use are you? If I can't say, oh, it means this, like I checked with AI. No, it doesn't, because they said check details for errors.
That's a you problem, brother. I feel like you need to figure out what
you can't go in and expect the AI to be 100% right.
Yes, you can. You should.
100% right.
You should. It's supposed to be doing all kinds of research in real.
It's a tool for you that kind of give you some stuff. You got to do some work too, buddy.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like Reggie asked me, hey, how do you cook a brisket? Well, you do this, 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 and this, but check the details for errors. Mm-hmm. Then you throw away everything I said.
Maybe that should tell you something about how much you should trust and value AI. I don't know. I'm just saying.
But see, Reggie could tell you how to cook a brisket, but I'm sure at the end he was like, hey, I ain't no chef for nothing, but that's how I would do it.
Yeah. By the way, from the 346, Figgy, the diet starts Wednesday, actually.
Now it's Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if I should even tell my wife.
Or just
just act like I just had a good lunch. Yeah. And I'm rolling healthy. Day one, baby.
Yeah, that chicken was delectable.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. All right, coming up next, it's a Monday coming off a weekend, so you know what we got to do. Who are the winners? Who are the losers of the weekend? 713-572-4610. Send yours in. We'll break them down next. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Winners and losers of the weekend. Happy Monday to you. Hope your Monday's been going well. Fair enough. That was a Wild Men on Meat segment. Yep. There was a lot of talk about protein. Got to be honest, all through that segment. But now, let's talk about the weekend that was a fun one in sports in a various number of capacities. Let us know who won, who lost on the weekend. 713-572-4610. I was very intrigued by the hoop this week. I mean, I've loved this NBA Finals to this point here. Lopez, like, what about you?
Absolutely. And game tonight. And it's been wildly entertaining, more so than I thought. And even though I like both these teams, we saw what they were doing. But the Pacers have just flat out surprised, man, with the way they've done things.
Yeah, and then game four, it felt like the Pacers were the better team for three quarters, maybe three and a half quarters. And then the Thunder just had Alex Caruso play some incredible like basketball. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he just put his thing on the table in that game. Like at the end, I don't know how else to say it. He was just showed up in a way late in that game, and they get that win. We end up winning by seven in a game where they made three pointers. And I say all this to say an exciting game four in what has been an exciting NBA Finals, and all that comes around. There's no instance where you would not be paying attention to this game, especially if you were in the building, would there?
Oh, of course. Absolutely not.
Your first loser of the weekend, Stephen A. Smith, ladies and gentlemen. He is on the NBA countdown team for ESPN in addition to the 17,000 other responsibilities he has for ESPN. And social media caught the man, caught him lacking. He was sitting on the desk or what have you, or wherever he was watching the game at, and he might not have been at the desk that they were at. But he had his phone in front of him, and it was open to a game of solitaire as active play is happening on the court in Indiana. Now, there's people that, many people have called him out. Stephen A. quote tweeted one of the instances and said, quote, "Yep, that's me. Who would have thought I can multitask, especially during timeouts? Hope y'all are enjoying the NBA Finals. This is going seven games now, peeps." Does that feel like that stacks up for you as an excuse?
I'm not going to totally throw him under the bus. We all have those little things we do. We get to our phone and check or do.
Agreed.
Even in the course of, and I'm sure you do it, as many screens as you have, you can see more than one thing. Like we are conditioned these days. Now, it's not a great look for a guy that's supposed to be, one of the ultimate authorities on the NBA, just in terms of perception, but I could see where he would be doing that. I'm not going to throw him totally.
But see, the community notes called him out a little bit on that, saying he was pretty much lying.
Yeah, during the game.
And that he had that moment in his phone was during the, like, it wasn't during the timeout. It was actually during gameplay.
But again, I've had my phone open, checking an Astros game or watching an Astros game even while I'm watching something else, and I can see both.
Yeah, but that's that's a little different than playing solitaire.
No, yeah, though, I get it.
And I think that the level of the thing that you're watching and how much it matters to what you're trying to do and how much attention you need to pay for it matters here, right? Mm-hmm. He is in this place where you are covering the NBA Finals, mm-hmm. which is the highest level of the NBA, of what you're doing at your job in that moment.
Yeah.
You need to pay attention right then.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things where you get caught once, which raises the question, how often did you not get caught?
Mm-hmm.
Stephen A. be giving us some of this analysis that make us wonder if he watches sometimes.
Yeah. Now, this is true.
Like, how would you feel if he was, if you looked on his phone, he was watching, like, some game tape, some NFL stuff or MLB stuff, like just sports related.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be like, damn, look, he's plugged in everywhere.
Yeah. But solitaire?
Solitaire is just like, come on, man. You literally play that game if you're bored.
I don't even know if people still play solitaire if they're bored now.
I think people still play that game either, man. Mm-hmm. But
I can't remember the last time you played that game.
You got to be on a flight.
On an airplane, yeah.
Yeah, you got to be somewhere where there's nothing else to do.
That's a great point. Solitaire, you're bored if you're playing solitaire.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Solitaire is not
like
just
you have no internet.
Yes. Yeah. You're playing the one on your phone.
Yes.
All right, so yeah, I feel like
you're on Windows 98 at this point.
Exactly. I feel like he absolutely is counted as a loser. It's worth noting. I mean, Astros are winners. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can name a number of winners when you talk about Hunter Brown with another fantastic outing, Brandon Walter, who had a great outing yesterday, even though I think he didn't get a decision yesterday, but he gave you six innings. I mean, another one of a good outing for him. I feel like if you're giving the Astros if we had to make a singular winner of the weekend for the Astros, mm-hmm. who do you pick here?
A single?
Yeah, because I feel like there's a few candidates. Cam Smith gets his first walk-off
mm-hmm.
moment. And then you also have a walk-off moment for Mauricio Dubon.
I'm going to say Altuve.
Okay.
Right? Just consistently doing what he's been doing lately a lot of and running the bases, actually got a stolen base. And I'm going to say Altuve.
Okay, that's a fair one. Mm-hmm. And then I guess I did want to mention this. 11 quality starts for Hunter Brown, even though he didn't He didn't get a decision on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
1.88 ERA. Sub 2. 1.88 is where that cat's at. Fourth lowest amongst qualified starters. Mm-hmm. It's just bad. The whole team is doing such a good job. And they need it so badly because these injuries, it feels like they're catching up. Mm-hmm. Jacob Melton also in a space where he is dealing with a sprained ankle, stepped wrong with the ball coming off of the mm-hmm. off of the wall out there. And Dana Brown said this weekend it's at least going to be 4 weeks or so. That is Jacob Melton who just came up.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are running through bodies at this point.
That just adds to the intrigue and really how incredible this run's been. For them, they keep finding a way to get it done, and the guys they call up are producing. You know,
they're doing what they need to do, and ultimately they're just finding ways to get to get wins. And yes, Altuve is a good one if you want to specify it to a particular moment. You see him beating out the throw, Carlos Correa. I didn't realize, and maybe this is my fault, because like we talk about, hey, mm-hmm. he still has the speed or what have you. It's something saying that's another thing seeing it in practice. Him beating out a throw at first base is something.
Yeah.
Like,
that was one of the ones I was talking about.
Felt like a turn back of the clock moment.
He had a great week. Great
100%.
Yeah.
Who, Altuve did?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw him messing up on the base running a little bit this weekend, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like that's normal at this point. We should complain about it.
But that time it was necessary to go ahead and get the walk off. He was like, I need this one. We got to mm-hmm. get there. Some other winners and losers of the weekend. Winner, JJ Spawn, 64-foot putt to finish out the U.S. Like, I appreciate, because golf can sometimes give you the circumstances. Hell, mm-hmm. I guess Rory was kind of like, no, maybe not Rory.
Rory's approach shot was one of the best shots you'll ever see. This putt was one of the best putts you'll ever see.
Yeah.
And the reason is, keep this in mind, too. You have, I believe it was 58 golfers that qualified for the U.S. Open. Don't ask me how I know that. And not only that, 4 days of 72 holes each, for most of them, half of them. And that was the longest putt made of any golfer all 4 days of the U.S. Open, and it was to win the U.S. Open.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's incredible.
Like, not all sports give you the opportunity of walk-off moments, but he gave you that as well this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of walk-offs and then also losers, and you'll see what I mean. Loser, the fake Cameron Smith. A solid eight over in the first couple of rounds, misses the cut, and loses ground in the rankings of the real Cameron Smith, because the real Cam Smith.
Got a walk-off.
Baseball player, walk-off. First walk-off, first game-winning hit of his career.
That's what made it cool. That's why we were talking about it earlier. Which one did you think was bigger? I ultimately went with Dubon, just with everything, and he was kind of in a slump and gets the walk-off. Just had a baby not long ago, and he gets it on Father's Day. But the Cam Smith, first ever in a big moment. And by the way, those last two back-to-back walk-offs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Twins got to feel real nasty.
Ooh.
Real nasty. All that work for you to lose three straight. Ain't that a problem. Ain't that a shame. All right. How about this? Winners and losers of the weekend. Who do you have as the winner in the Orlando Magic-Memphis Grizzlies trade that happened this weekend? The Desmond Bane, who is the big name, like he's the big ticket on this deal, goes from Memphis to the East to the Orlando Magic, a team that has some size, is really good defensively, offensively challenged. Does that sound any familiar?
Yeah, exactly.
So they acquire Desmond Bane, elite three-point shooter, a little bit of a playmaker. He's averaged over five assists per game of the last couple of seasons, and you know he could play some defense as well, don't get me wrong. They trade KCP, Cole Anthony, two solid, you know, solid role players, although KCP has been declining, Cole Anthony not necessarily found his niche, and four unprotected first-round picks.
Yeah.
And a pick swap. Like, I don't know what to do with this, because some of these players' trades have gotten so exorbitant where you can see Mikal Bridges go for four first-round picks. You can see Rudy Gobert go for four first-round picks. I mean, Desmond Bane is maybe like a number two, number three type guy, like incredibly high, maybe role player you go, maybe even four first round picks.
Yeah, that was a lot. And you saw, first of all, I think both teams are going to be winners here. I think the Magic clearly, you know, they're in a place. And by the way, all those picks are going to come before they have to start paying, is it Banchero and some of these others?
Yeah, and Franz Wagner.
And Wagner.
Those are two big dudes.
So that's smart.
Those guys have had to be
that's
like
smart.
I think so. Yeah. I like the addition itself.
Yes.
I think that he can be a little bit of a playmaker, as I mentioned, but he is an incredible shooter. That's a team that needs spacing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't know about the Magic, just imagine the Rockets kind of.
Yeah.
They need shooters. They need to be able to space.
I think they was worse.
Offensively?
Oh, yes.
They're right in that same space.
They were playing in 1995 type of offense, man.
They scored.
It was averaging 80 points a game, man.
I mean, you're not far off. The low 90s, they scored the fewest points per game of all the teams. I think third worst offensive rating of any team in the NBA.
And I know I'm just saying some numbers right there, but if you actually watch their offense, it's not pleasant to watch, man.
But they got some dudes that can do some things in Paolo. Paolo and Franz, they get sat on because teams don't have to trust anything on the outside. KCP was supposed to be that. I think the shooting is good. I just don't know that paying that much.
So you have
much.
Memphis winning? I think they're both going to win. They're both going to like what they get. I kind of got Orlando winning this.
I like Orlando as a winner to some degree. I do feel like it was definitely an overpay. Sometimes you just got to overpay for what you want, though.
Yeah.
One of the questions I have, if we're going to localize, is bring it back home. Do you think this has any impact on what the cost of anything happens to be?
How could it not?
Although Brian Windhorst has said earlier today that the Suns have not been happy. They're not excited, is I think the quote, about the offers that they've been getting on Kevin Durant. So maybe that does not change there. But I keep looking at it. I'm like, man, the price of the brick is going up in the National
Basketball League. It is going up, and I understand why it's not as high because of the age factor. But they mentioned three teams for a reason. They could have said, the Spurs and Rockets is down to those two, or just he's leaning toward the Rockets or whatever. Mentioning three teams is so the price will go up. We all know that.
Maybe. We'll see what that looks like. And then real quick before we go, winner, U.S. men's national team. Jack McGlynn assisted the first goal of the 2025 Gold Cup campaign. 5-0 victory over Trinidad and Tobago. And look, it looked like what Poch wants style-wise. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's a good omen. Maybe they'll actually have a good run in Pochettino, your favorite manager.
I'm so down on that.
maybe you'll actually be able to make this go.
It didn't really move the needle for me too much.
Fair enough.
That way.
Oh. Yeah. Did you see that the Bulls are working on a contract extension for Billy Donovan?
I did.
I think the Knicks are getting people paid. Knicks are getting people paid by
You want
your coach?
Did you see Caitlin Clark?
No. That was a winner right there. That's too, man.
I missed that.
I was watching that game. I'm like,
it was one of those where I'm like,
I'm like, she okay. is so good, I'm like, man. Okay.
I missed that.
Like, damn, she's so good.
She really is.
Gave them their first loss of the year.
She really looked like a female Steph Curry.
Oh, yes,
out
I
there,
do.
Man.
This was against the Liberty.
And I was
she
like,
had Breonna Stewart on skates. Oh, my God.
And you can, and
she was pulling up from half court.
Dude, I'm like, all right, it's real. It's legit. It's yeah. like, she anyway, is awesome.
We need to stop the arguments at this point, man.
She's really good. She's yeah. really good at basketball. Can't deny that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, like, there's a little bit more information in the Texans facility news, and it might say a lot about where this team is going if you believe Lopez. Let's talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.